Tomorrow, Israel holds an election for prime minister. Never before have voters in Israel cast ballots just for prime minister without parliamentary voting. The election was precipitated by the collapse of peace talks with the Palestinians and the outbreak of violence more than 4 months ago. All indications are the current prime minister, Ehud Barak, will be defeated by Ariel Sharon, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Over the past decade, after it became clear Israel would have to enter into serious negotiations with the Palestinians, Israeli public opinion has swung wildly back and forth between the left-wing Labor Party and the right-wing Likud. In 1992, the Labor Party and Yitzhak Rabin were the winners, leading to Rabin's handshake with Yasser Arafat and the Oslo peace framework. In 1996, the swing was to the right in Benjamin Netanyahu, who did his best to slow implementation of the Oslo agreement. In reaction, Netanyahu was defeated in 1999 by Ehud Barak, who promised to see the talks with the Palestinians through. Now, less than 2 years after that, Israelis are reacting again, this time to the failed efforts of Barak and the violence that has resulted. They are turning to 73-year-old Ariel Sharon, leader of the right, who has been at the center of Israel's wars and its political battles for half a century. Dori Gold is Sharon's foreign policy advisor.
Sharon is looked at historically as a figure who has entered Israel's history at critical moments. On the whole, the Israeli populace is willing to turn to Mr. Sharon to try and save Israel again, given the difficult situation that the country finds itself in.
Those critical moments in Israel's and Sharon's past include his command of special units during the Six-Day War in 1967 and in the Yom Kippur War in 1973. Sharon was defense minister when Israel invaded Lebanon in 1982, and he was judged to have been indirectly responsible for the massacre of Palestinians in the Sabra and Shatila refugee camps in Beirut. For that alone, Sharon is seen in the Arab world as a war criminal, and the Palestinians are bracing themselves for a difficult period. Saeb Erekat, one of Yasser Arafat's senior advisors, fears Sharon will widen the conflict rather than settle it.
We read Sharon's program in which he announced he wants to keep the occupation in Jerusalem, keep the occupation in the Jordan Valley, keep the occupation 50%, beef up settlements. I think this is a program for war. This is a recipe for war. And I believe if Sharon comes to office to carry out such a program, we can say we don't have a peace process anymore.
The last polls published today show Sharon with more than 55% of the vote to 35% for Barak. In the last days of the campaign, Barak has been seeking support from the Arab voters of Israel. There are 500,000 Arab voters, more than 12% of the electorate, and they provided Barak with a safe margin of victory in 1999. This time around, though, most are expected to boycott the election in an angry response to the crackdown on Arab protesters last fall. When the violence broke out, police killed 13 Arab-Israeli demonstrators, and the Arab community has not forgiven Barak. Barak yesterday expressed sorrow at the killings, but it does not look like that will help. Mohammed Dahlan, an Arab lawyer, says Arab voters no longer will be taken for granted.
If we really boycott those elections, they will lose the elections, and the next time they will take us into consideration. They will be willing to give us concessions. They frightened us with Benjamin Netanyahu in 1996 and nothing happened. 3 years Israel was under international pressure. Israel was basically isolated in the world, not the Palestinians. So there is also a good part to it.
If Sharon is elected tomorrow, the assumption here is that he will not last very long. He will still be faced with a highly fractured parliament where he is unlikely to have more than a slim majority. He will only be elected to finish the current parliamentary term just about 2 years. So new elections soon are all but certain. If the violence continues and Sharon does shut down the peace process, Israeli voters could very well find themselves looking for a new leader once again. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.